The Rolling Hills Baptist Church in Fayetteville will host the 4th annual worldwide candle lighting event this Sunday for families who've lost a child. The event intends to honor and remember children who passed away at any age. The church's pastor, Steve Sheely, says the service was started in 2007 at the request of a church member.
It came out of a church member who lost his 21-year-old daughter and heard about services like this that were done for parents who've lost a child. And he asked me to see if we could do this, and we've been doing it ever since.
The candle lighting service is the local version of a worldwide event organized by Compassionate Friends, an international support group for families and friends who've lost a child. The international organization encourages local groups to host candlelight services on the second Sunday in December at 7 p.m. local time. The idea is that candles are being lit every hour around the world in honor of these children. According to Sheely, coming to the event helps grieving families find support and empathy among themselves.
More than anything else, it's knowing that they're not completely alone and completely crazy, that there's other parents out there who are dealing with the same thing, perhaps in different ways, but there's people around them who can be empathetic and understand what they're going through, where a lot of family and friends are kind of ready for them to be over it, but it's not like that.
Sheely thinks the lack of awareness and understanding of the process of grieving makes this time of the year especially hard for families who've lost a child. Danielle Hudson and Susan Averett of Fayetteville have been participating in the candle lighting service the last couple of years.
My son DC was 19 when he died, and again, I will always have a void. I'm in a place now where I have peace, and I'm so truly grateful to have had him for the time that I did. He was fun, energetic, ornery. In his passing, well, for years, he touched so many people that I had no idea.
One of the things that we said about Cameron when she died was just, because she was five, is that we couldn't ever remember her having had a bad day. You know, when you're five and you have two parents that love you and a family that loves you, it's pretty good. You know, it's a pretty good life. And she never really had to hurt. She didn't have to suffer, and she didn't have to make choices that were negative impact on her life. She was able to just live and make friends and be happy and bring joy to us and to other people around her.
According to Danielle and Susan, the process of grieving is a long, arduous journey. There are good days and bad ones, but talking about their loss helps.
For me, it's continuing to share memories of him. It's been very helpful to be surrounded by people that will talk about him, will listen, and not say, I know how you feel, or are you not over this? No, I'm not over it. You know, they say time heals all things. It helps. None of us will ever be healed. But again, knowing that there are others that really know that hurt is very helpful.
There's lots of things that help. There's lots of things that we do. I mean, I think we all do to remember Cameron and in her honor and in her memory. We do things for other people. And, you know, we do things for our kids, and we raise our kids in a way that helps keep, you know, we talk about it with our kids.
Susan says parents who've been through the same ordeal understand without having to say a word.
think I'm crying more for you than I am me.
And that does. The people that have been through it are the ones who hurt the most for us, I think, because they know, like, when I come to this service, the people will say, are you the one that had the five-year-old? Because you tell, you know, about your child a little bit in the service. You know, because some people have the 19-year-old or the, you know, adult child or the child that had, you know, lifelong medical problems, and we all have our little different story. And are you the one that had the five-year-old? Yeah, and it just, and they hurt for you, and you're okay with that because you know that it's not, they're not thinking, gosh, I'm glad it wasn't me, because it was them too.
The Rolling Hills Baptist Church also runs a support group for grieving parents, of which Danielle Hudson is a part. She became a member after looking and finding no support groups in the area except this one for families who'd lost a grown child. Susan Averett was initially a member of a support group based in Rogers that is for parents who suffered a miscarriage or had lost an infant. She joined the Rolling Hills Baptist Church support group because it better suited her needs. Taking part in the annual candle lighting service for Susan and Danielle is part of the healing process.
It just is. It is an opportunity to come memorialize. Just take that one moment to be with others who are in the same situation, and to honor my child, and for others to honor their children. It's very comforting, and losing a child is different than losing a parent, a grandparent. I've had people die, and it's very different. The grief of losing a child is very different than anything I've ever experienced.
And I would say that for me, and I would think for a lot of other people, when something of this magnitude happens tragically in your life, I just felt very abandoned and alone and separated from people who couldn't understand, and also from my spiritual connection with, you know, my image of what I thought God was and is. And so for me to have a service where I can come and make a spiritual connection with God and also with other people in that environment who have been through that, it helps you to not necessarily feel isolated and abandoned spiritually.
Pastor Steve Sheely of Rolling Hills Baptist Church will lead Sunday night's candle lighting service beginning at 7. The event will include prayers and readings and live music.
Well, as people come in, we will invite them to write their child's name and one word describing their child on a Christmas ornament, and we'll hang it on a tree out here. And then people will come in. There'll be some music playing. I'll introduce the speaker. This year, it's Paul Woodhouse, chaplain at Washington Regional Hospice. We also have a concert cellist who's going to play. And parents are also invited to come up and light a candle and say something about their child. And then after the service, we have a reception, and they can write a message on a balloon and release it. And we encourage all the parents to bring a picture of their child, and they can put them out on tables and talk about their child.
Susan and Danielle hope and encourage families and parents who've lost a child to participate and share their stories with other grieving families at the candle lighting.
I would tell them, I hope you come. If you can't or if you don't, that's fine. Because it's really just for you. And if you're not ready, then don't do it for someone else. But when you are ready, come, and you'll be surrounded by people who understand. Even if you don't know them, there's an instant connection between you and these other people. And also, you know, it's the holidays, and that's very stressful and hard, and this is a place for you to come and sit down and remember and think about your child and make that special connection with them in a spiritual way.
Very well said. Especially the holidays, you get so busy, and to just stop and remember your child for that short time. We all have that void that will never be filled. There's an understanding, there's a comfort, there's love, there's peace. It's just really a blessing to have that time.
Pastor Sheely says the event is ecumenical, but parents and families of all faiths are welcome. The worldwide candle lighting service for families who've lost a child will be held at 7 p.m. this Sunday at Rolling Hills Baptist Church, 1400 Rolling Hills Drive in Fayetteville. For more information, contact Pastor Steve Sheely at 521-2660 or log on to rollinghillsbaptistchurch.net. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Ithi Agnihotri Mutholkar.